right, folks, it is 7 p.m., and this is Alex Johnstone speaking, and we're going to begin our board meeting for Monday, April 20th. Please note that this is our welcome, because this is our first virtual board meeting. With that, your call is being recorded. We are experiencing some technical difficulties, so it is not live streaming tonight, and it will be posted on the website, the recording, tomorrow. So with that, I'm going to just go over some of the ground rules. So as I've noted, the conversation is being recorded. All callers, we please ask you to place yourself on mute until you are called upon, as this helps with the sound quality. Roll call is in place for attendance as well as for questions. When you are called upon for questions, if you do not have any questions, that is okay. However, we do need to hear from you so that we can confirm that it is not the case that you have forgotten to unmute yourself. I will randomly select committee members to move an action item. This does not mean that you support the item, but rather it's to move it so that it can be on the floor for debate and discussion. To facilitate voting, we will use a negative vote. So that means that rather than asking each one of you to state that you are in favor, instead I will ask you if there is anyone opposed to the item. And at that moment, you should unmute yourself and state if you are. So if at any time members are having any kind of technical difficulties, please do not hesitate to text either Heather or myself, just to make sure nothing, or Vice Chair Dango, to make sure that nothing is missed. So with that, I am going to start roll call, just to confirm who is in the room. Trustee Kathy Archer.
Here.
Thank you. Trustee Bingham.
Here.
Trustee Buck.
Here.
Trustee Danko.
Good evening.
Trustee Deef.
Here.
Trustee Galindo.
Present.
Thank you. Of course, Trustee Johnstone, myself, I am here. Trustee Miller.
Which one?
Here, thank you.
Trustee Maholland. Trustee Maholland. Okay, we'll accept regrets from Trustee Maholland. Trustee Paken Miller. Trustee Paken Miller, I believe you might have just put yourself on mute.
I'm here.
Thank you. Trustee Tutt.
Present, thank you.
Student Trustee Mehdi.
I'm here.
Thank you. Student Trustee Prozek.
Here.
Thank you. And, of course, we have Director Figueredo, as well as Trustee Officer Miller, who are available at the Board of Education this evening while still practicing social distancing in order to facilitate the technical requirements for this evening's meeting. And Director Figueredo, can you confirm the staff, exec council that are in the room tonight or that are calling in on the line tonight?
Yes, thank you, Alex, through the chair. Exec Council's online, and everyone connected to a report is ready to go for this evening to support the board meeting.
Thank you, Director Figueredo. So following our board agenda, I'll begin with the land acknowledgement. The Hamilton-Wentworth District School Board acknowledges our presence on ancestral Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee Confederacy land as determined by the Dish With One Spoon Treaty. The Dish With One Spoon Wampum Belt represents the treaty relationship between the Haudenosaunee Confederacy and the Anishinaabe with respect to sharing the land and resources thereon. The intent of this agreement is for all nations sharing this territory to do so responsibly, respectfully, and sustainably in perpetuity. We respect the long-standing relationship with the local Indigenous communities, the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, and the Six Nations of the Grand River. So with that, we'll now have the singing of O Canada. Thank you. With that, we'll begin with our first vote of the evening, which is approval of the agenda. Trustee Archer. My apologies. So for approval of the agenda, we'll start with a negative vote. With that, is there anyone who is voting against approval of the agenda? Hearing no votes against, the agenda does pass. With that, we'll move on to item four, declaration of conflict of interest. I did not receive any written notices as per the Act earlier today, but with that, are there any declarations of conflict of interest? Hearing none, we'll move along to item five, confirmation of the minutes. And I'll give trustees a few moments to look over the minutes from what certainly does feel like long ago, March 9th. And I'll simply ask, is there any comments or questions with regards to the minutes from March 9th? Hearing none, we'll conclude that the minutes have been confirmed. So with that, we'll move straight into item six, Human Resources Report from March 2nd. With that, Trustee Deese, can you please bring forward the report?
Happy to, thank you. So from our March 2nd meeting, there are just a few three information items. Item A is in regards to the employee recruitment update, and that there were through a number of local job fairs, we've hired 98 elementary occasional teachers, 56 casual educational assistants, 45 casual caretakers, maintenance workers, and 38 casual office and clerical workers. And also that there was an update in regards to the new onboarding program for all newly hired employees. Item B, recommendation to deliver paid compliance training for all board employees, including occasional staff. And in regards to this, there was an update in regards to this recommendation that was from the Central Joint Health and Safety Committee in January. And further consultation will occur with the Board of Trustees regarding the financial decision related to this CJHSC recommendation. Item C was employee attendance, and again, another update in regards to employee attendance. And the average board employee was absent 5.93 days from September 2019 to January 2020, compared to 6.13 days from September 2018 to January 2019, the previous year. So, which again is good news. And with that, I'd like to move the report.
Thank you, Trustee Deeth, and I'll turn to Trustee Archer. Will second the report simply to move it on to the floor. So with that, I will proceed through roll call to confirm questions. Trustee Archer, do you have any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Bingham.
No questions, thank you.
Trustee Buck.
No questions.
Trustee Danko?
Thank you, and through the chair, just a quick question about item B. Do we know when a further consultation with trustees will happen, I guess, through maybe the Finance and Facilities Committee?
Director Figueredo?
Well, thank you to the chair. Trustee Danko, please clarify what item you're referring to, just so I'm clear. Around further
time. That was just the paid compliance training for all board employees, including occasional staff.
Okay. Thank you for the question. I know Associate Director Stacey Duke is on the call. I'll ask Stacey if she can give an update when that's coming to Finance Facilities.
Thank you, Director Figueredo. And we will be looking to bring that within the next few weeks, along with any other recommendations that would go along with the budget, so it would be part of our regular budget meetings.
Trustee Danko, further questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Deeth?
Nope, no questions. Thank you.
Trustee Galindo?
No questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. I do not have any questions. Trustee Miller?
No questions. Thank you.
Trustee Pagan Miller.
No questions, thank you.
Trustee Tutt.
No questions, thank you.
Student Trustee Meddy.
No questions, thank you.
Student Trustee Prozek.
No questions, thanks.
All right, thank you, everyone. So with that, I will have a negative vote. So the vote is to pass the report from March 2nd. And with that, is there anyone who is voting against the Human Resources report of March 2nd? Hearing none. With that, the report does pass. And we will now move on to item 7, policy, from March 4th. And Trustee Galindo, can you please bring forward the report?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I'll direct my trustee colleagues to item 7.1 on the agenda, the committee report for Policy Committee. Policy Committee sat for a meeting on March 4th, 2020. It was a short meeting. We only had one discussion item, the assessment, evaluation, and reporting policy. The committee considered the assessment, evaluation, and reporting policy, which was up for its four-year cyclical review. Minor changes were made to streamline the policy and to make the content consistent with ministry expectations as outlined in their documents. This policy follows the ministry's policy and is required in order that the HWDSB HWDSB procedures can fall under this policy. The only change that was made was to language around First Nations, Métis, and Inuit communities. It was changed to Indigenous. With that said, on the motion of Trustee Miller, which was carried unanimously, the Policy Committee recommends that the assessment, evaluation, and reporting policy be approved at this board meeting. I'm opening the floor up to any questions through you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, we will have Trustee Buck to second this report, and we will now go through the list. So, Trustee Archer, do you have any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Trustee Bingham?
Actually, yes, I do. Quick question. Not sure who to who this would be sent to, Alex. Because the wording of FNMI is changed in policy to Indigenous, does that require the FNMI committee to change the name? Because I do recall last year, I believe, at one of our meetings, we questioned whether or not we would change the name, and we, at that point, the committee had decided no, they wanted to keep it at FNMI. So I'm just wondering for clarification whether one oversees the other. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Figueredo?
So through the chair, thank you for Trustee Bingham's question. Currently, that's the name, First Nation Métis Inuit, is how it's worded in our Community Advisory Committee policy. I would recommend, if that's something to consider, that it go back to the Community Advisory Committee for their input and for their consideration. But I know Sharon Stefani's on the phone in saying that that might have already been discussed at the committee. I'll ask Sharon if that has been discussed around the potential name change and if the committee provide any feedback at this point.
So thank you through the question and through the chair. Trustee Bingham is accurate. There has been conversation at the advisory committee level with respect to changing the name, and the decision around potential changes to the advisory name were to remain status quo. I would suggest, though, that what's in front of trustees this evening is a policy that speaks to program under assessment, evaluation, and reporting, and we do know that the ministry is shifting their language with respect to program, and so from that lens, I would suggest that Indigenous would be appropriate in this document.
So does that answer any further questions for you, Trustee Bingham? I think what we're hearing is that that this conversation can certainly, I guess, go over to FNMI.
Yes, and that was my question. Actually, that was the whole thing, if one dictates the other sort of thing. So it would be brought back at another time to FNMI committee. And I think my whole thing is, would the committee have to change the name whether they like it or not? How's that sound? Sorry, that's kind of where I'm aiming at, or do we have the choice of keeping it at First Nation Métis Inuit Committee? Thank you.
So Manny, Director Figueredo, I'll turn back to you. I think what Trustee Bingham is looking for is if this needs to formally be sent back to the FNMI committee. Thank you.
So thank you to the chair. So I think there's two discussions happening. So if I can just ask Peter to describe again why this change in the policy, and then I'll discuss what our potential processes if trustees are thinking of wanting to change the name of the Community Advisory Committee, which is a separate issue. But I'll just have Peter speak again to the policy perspective first.
Thanks. And through the chair, I would say that the cleanup of all policies try and reflect the current language that's being used both by the ministry and by the board. And the current language being used by the ministry and the board is to refer in the term as Indigenous as opposed to FNMI. So the question surrounding the committee itself would be a separate question from the language that's used in the policy.
Does that answer your question, Trustee Bingham? I have a text message from the chair of the committee. So the chair of the committee, Trustee Galindo, is wanting to provide some context.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. If I could just provide some clarification as the Chair of Policy Committee. The policy change that we're recommending reflects only this policy, which I think speaks to a lot of our program at the school board. It is not requiring that the advisory committee, that the board advisory committee reconsider the name change at this time. That being said, this change that we're recommending the board today is reflective of changes to ministry policy that is taking place across the board. I wouldn't be surprised if at a later date that discussion does come up at the advisory committee level, simply because our language is changing across the board. So my interpretation would be that no, it doesn't necessarily mean that a debate needs to take place at the advisory committee level at this time, but it does speak to the trend that our language is changing across the board, and it could lead to a future discussion.
Trustee Bingham, I think that at this time, because this is specifically to this report, in terms of that conversation being had with FMNI, that can certainly be taken away. Does that address your question?
Yes, Trustee Galindo gave me the exact answer I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Thank you very much to you both. Any further questions, Trustee Bingham?
No, I'm good at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Buck, questions or comments to the report?
No questions or comments.
Trustee Danko? Trustee Danko? Trustee Danko, we'll come back to you maybe. Trustee Deef?
None, thank you.
Trustee Galindo?
No further comments or questions at this time. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm next on the list and I do not have any questions. Trustee Miller?
No questions. Just one small comment. I know that when we reviewed this at committee, one of my questions to the superintendent was just, we're currently making this policy reflect current ministry policy. So all of the changes that we reviewed that night were very minor and were more inclusive in language. I did at that time question whether or not a new ministry policy at the government level, if that wording were to change, would we then feel the imperative to align with whatever the current ministry standard was? So I just wanted to make just that general comment just from a sort of policy decision-making. I was happy to see the changes that as they were presented in the report because they are more just clear in terms of policy language and inclusive language, but I just wanted to make that point generally. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee Miller. With that, I just received a text message from Vice Chair Dango. She had accidentally was disconnected, but she does not have any questions. So moving along, Trustee Pagan Miller, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Trustee Tut?
No questions, thank you.
Student Trustee Meddy?
No questions, thank you.
Student Trustee Prozic?
No questions at this time, thanks.
Okay, everyone, thank you. With that, so to the March 4th policy report, we're looking to, it's a motion to approve the report as there's action items. Is there anyone who is voting against the motion to approve the report? Hearing none, the policy report from March 4th passes. So with that, We'll move along to item 8, Finance and Facilities Report. We'll start first with March 12th. Vice Chair Danko, can you please bring forward the report?
Thank you. And through the chair, I'm happy to bring the report from March 12th for Finance and Facilities. I'll ask trustees to turn to page 8A-1 for that report. You'll see there is an action item, and that is to approve the board budget priorities for the 2020-21 school year. You'll recall that in January, staff reported to trustees that we would develop budget priorities without public consultation, and these priorities have been consistent through public consultation over a number of years, and they do support the strategic directions of the board. So on the motion of Becky Buck, we recommend the 2021 board budget priorities be approved as improving literacy, improving mathematics, school revitalization, special education, student supports, and 21st century learning. And that is not a ranked order, just to clarify. We also had monitoring items. The first was a capital projects update, and we have a variety of capital projects in various phases. So the update at this time on March 12th was current as of March 5th information. Any further updates on projects, I encourage trustees to reach out to their superintendent. We also received an interim financial status report. That report was based on information available and assumptions as of January 31st of this year. We always review actual trends for our budget to forecast our August 31st, 2020 year-end position from a financial, staffing, and enrollment perspective. We had seen job sanctions for many union groups for much of 2019-2020. So there were projected savings in professional development at the time of this report and of this meeting. In addition, we hadn't used any contingency up to date. So as a result, as of March 12th, staff was projecting a surplus of $1.6 million at the end of this current year. But, of course, we received updates as needed. With that, I would like to move the report.
Thank you, Trustee Danko, and we'll have Trustee Buck second the report. With that, the motion will be to the motion to approve. If there's one action item and two monitoring items. With that, we'll go through the roll call to see if there's any questions for clarification. We'll start with Trustee Archer. Any questions?
No questions. Thanks. No comments.
Thank you. Trustee Bingham.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Buck.
No questions.
Thank you. Trustee Danko, I know it's your report, but do you have any questions?
No questions.
Or comments? Thank you. Trustee Deek?
Just one question, just for clarification. In regards to the priorities, if I recall, the health and wellness falls under student supports. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct, but we'll turn to Director Figueredo.
Through the chair, that is correct. It does fall under student supports.
Trustee Deeth, further questions, comments?
No, that's perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Moving back along through roll call, or I guess not roll call, but through the list, Trustee Galindo.
No questions at this time. Thank you.
Trustee Miller.
No questions. Thank you.
Trustee Pagan Miller. Trustee Pagan Miller.
No questions. Thanks.
You'll get it by then.
I don't know. I'm still very confused about the muting thing. Okay, no problem.
Trustee Putt.
No question, thank you.
And Trustee Meddy.
No questions, thank you.
Student Trustee Prozek.
No questions at this time, thanks.
Thank you, everyone. So to that, we'll look to on the vote, I guess, a motion to approve the Finance and Facilities report from March 12th.
Is there anyone who is voting against this motion? Hearing none, the report passes. Moving along to the Finance and Facilities report from March 9th, Trustee Danko, can you please bring forward the report?
Thank you, and through the Chair, I'm happy to report the Finance and Facilities Committee meeting from April the 9th. This is our first teleconference meeting, and we had Trustee Felix Miller also join us, along with all committee members. The first item is an action item, and that is the school budget carry forward. This is something we typically see in June, and as trustees know that we typically automatically carry forward all school budgets to up to 10% of their budget, but any carry forward greater than 10% requires our board approval. Because of the ministerial order closing schools right now, school staff have not been able to spend their school budgets, or they may be looking for ways to spend it and get goods delivered to the school. At this time, I don't want to encourage the purchase of goods that have to be delivered and stored, so we are looking to allow schools to carry forward their budgets automatically to ensure that schools are only ordering what's required at this time. So our recommended action is that the board approve the carry forward of all school budgets that are left over from 2019-20 to 2020-21. The next item is the 2021 school-based staffing. So the staff presented our report and let us know that staffing must be approved in order to have a smooth startup for the 2021 school year and enable staffing processes to meet collective agreement timelines and compliance. I think someone's not muted. So the school-based staffing, as I mentioned, has to meet collective agreement timelines, and this is strictly for staff in the school. It's not system positions. As we know, the GSN funding hasn't been released yet, and we are hoping for that in early May. So we are always conservative in our staffing assumptions at this time, because once funding is finalized, we can add positions, but we can't remove them beyond this point. So you'll see that we have a recommended action that the board approve the preliminary allocation of the following full-time equivalent positions for the 2020-21 school-based staffing, and the numbers are before you on page 8B-1. We had two monitoring items. The first was our 2020-21 budget development update, and that is where staff provided an overview of the process that we follow to develop the preliminary budget and the assumptions that are used. As I mentioned, we don't have the GSN currently yet, the Grant for Student Needs, and that provides about 98% of our funding. We are hoping to get that in May, and staff will adapt, but we are under the assumption right now that there will be no major changes to the GSN, so sort of a net zero change. We also know that we have projected increases in enrollment, which is great news, and I believe this is the first time that we have projected increases in both elementary and secondary schools. So great news for our board and for staffing. We are also seeing an increase in kindergarten enrollment, so that will be helpful there as well. The other thing that we have to keep in mind, as I mentioned, was that we have staffing timelines for school-based staffing, and so even though the funding is not yet approved or confirmed by the government, and that includes our GSN, our PPF funding, we still need to make assumptions so that we can create that preliminary staff base. There are other budget considerations, including envelopes that we have to stay within, that staff went over, and again, we can take questions if there are any about that. We also discussed future meeting times, so for any trustees who would like to join the Finance and Facilities Committee, join in the discussion and listen in, we are starting our meetings at 5 p.m. on Thursdays during the ministerial order. We'll revert back to our regular times if that changes. With that, I would like to move the report.
Thank you, and I'll have Trustee Tut second the report as a member of the committee. With that, the motion, of course, is to approve, as there is an action item in this report. To that, I'll start going through the list of questions and comments. Trustee Archer.
Passed. I'm fine, thanks.
Thank you. Trustee Bingham.
No questions. Thank you.
Trustee Buck.
No questions.
Trustee Danko.
No questions.
Trustee Deese.
No questions. Thank you.
Trustee Galindo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. No questions, but two comments. First, thank you to Trustee Danko for the presentation. The first comment I want to make is around the school budget carry forward amount. One could argue that it's more or less a formality at this point, but I think it's important that we highlight how important this is for school councils across our board. I think it shows a sign that we are in support of them during this difficult time with COVID. I know that fundraising is a big part of what they do in the schools, and the fear that the board may not have approved a carry forward amount for future years, I know would have been a concern with a lot of the chairs of those school councils. So I'm happy to see that we're going to be moving forward with this, and I'm a big supporter of that. The second comment is around school-based staffing. Just to highlight and mention to my trustee colleagues that this time last year, we were in a very different position with when this discussion was on the table. We were in the process this time last year of handing out a lot of redundancy notices to secondary teachers. It doesn't look like that's going to be the case this year, and I'm really happy to see that. And I want to commend staff for the work that they're doing, of course. And those are the two comments I'll be making. Thank you.
I think just turning to the committee chair, Trustee Danko, did you have a comment?
Just for clarification, so the school budget carry forward is actually the school budget that would not be the school council budget. I'm not sure if there have been any updates on what would be allowed for carry forward for school council budgets.
Okay, so with that, I know it was a comment, Trustee Galindo, but it is an important point for clarification.
Mm-hmm.
Director Figueredo, can you offer any kind of clarification on the two?
I will, then I'll ask Associate Director Stacey Zucker to add a bit more. But you're right, this discussion item is around school budgets that are provided by the board during every annual budget year. It doesn't include what we would call our school-generated funds, which is typically where school councils support through fundraisers and different initiatives. So I'll ask Stacey Zucker to provide sort of clarity if I got that right, which I believe I have, and then how typically school-generated funds accounts work on an annual basis.
Thank you, Director Figueredo, and I will just add that you are correct in your description that this was for school budget, so board-based budget. School-generated funds are the funds that are either fundraised or but they are sit at the school level, and those are carried forward automatically year over year at the school, so we wouldn't need any kind of approvals here. That would automatically happen as it does every year.
Thank you for the clarification. So with that, Trustee Galindo, did you have any further comments or questions?
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm happy that I made that comment then, because clearly it's a point of clarification that I needed. I'm happy to hear that that's the case, what was clarified. So thank you for that, Associate Director Zucker. And, of course, the director as well. Thank you for that clarification.
Thank you. And I'm sure the public that is listening into this appreciates clarification as well. So moving along, I do not have any questions. Trustee Miller.
No questions. Thank you.
Trustee Pagan Miller.
No questions. Thanks.
Trustee Tutt.
No questions, thank you.
Student Trustee Mehdi.
No questions, thank you.
Student Trustee Prozic.
No questions, thanks.
Wonderful. So with that, on the motion to approve Finance and Facilities Report from April 9th, is there anyone who is voting against? Hearing none, the report passes. Moving along to reports from legislated committees, item 9, Parent Involvement Committee, March 10th, and I'll turn to Trustee Buck to bring forward the report.
So parent involvement, I had to slip away just before we got to the trustee update, but I'll maybe ask Trustee Deese to fill any blanks in, as she was also in attendance that night. Just to begin, we had a presentation by David Hoy, our Manager of Social Work Services, and he provided back on our mental health strategy. I'm sure most of you by this point have had a chance to see David present, and he does always a fantastic job of helping us to understand just the lengths that our staff go to help our students in the mental health strategy. He also presented on the role of social workers, which are, as we know, at this point now in April, just how, what's the word I'm looking for, sorry. They're reaching out to students even right now, so I am looking forward to receiving an update from him after we're all able to get back together again in person. As we know, our social workers are reaching out to students who we know have higher needs. We also had updates from home and school, the trustees, the labor update, and profiling volunteer excellence. And with that, I will move the report, unless Trustee Deese has something else to add.
Yeah, I wouldn't,
Trustee Deese?
Yeah, I'd just like to kind of echo what Trustee Buck said. David Hoy always does a fantastic job. This is always a very popular topic. He talked about a lot about the training that was happening with staff and teachers around emotion coaching, although I believe the name may have been changed. But anyway, just talked about the extensive amount of work and support and that goes into mental health. So I think all of us have seen a strategy and like I said, again, the amount of work that goes into it. Yeah, and I think that's it. Thank you.
Wonderful. So we'll have Trustee Deese second the report. With that, I'll now move through the list for any comments or questions. Trustee Archer.
I'm good, thanks.
Trustee Bingham.
No questions, thank you.
Trustee Buck.
No questions.
Trustee Danko.
No questions.
Trustee Deese.
No questions, thank you.
Trustee Galindo.
No questions, thank you.
And I do not have any questions. Trustee Miller.
No questions, thank you.
Trustee Pagan Miller.
I actually have a question. I'm just wondering whether the mental health aspect of this report deals only with students or does it also cover teachers, families, et cetera?
Director Figueredo.
So thank you for the question.
The
presentation that David Hoy, a manager of social work and mental health, would provide would be around mental health strategy as it connects to our students.
Okay.
When it comes to staff, there will be an update coming to HR committee when it comes to our wellness strategy that will be coming next year. So, again,
okay.
HR manages the staff and social work supports, their focus is students.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And then Trustee Tutt.
No questions, thank you.
Student Trustee Meddy?
No questions, thanks.
Student Trustee Prozek?
No questions, thanks.
All right, so to the report or to the motion, is anyone voting against the motion to to receive the Parent Involvement Committee report from March 10th? Hearing none, the report passes, and with that, we'll move on to our next item,